We're happy to be joined on the telephone line by the man known as the King of Ornaments, the Czar of Christmas Present, known for his iconic Christmas ornaments. We're happy to be joined by Christopher Radko. Christopher, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Happy to be on your program.
Well, you've got quite a history, and I want to go back to the beginning, if we can, and have you share the story of how you developed this passion for ornaments. And I understand it began, well, essentially with a bang, or at least a crash.
It sure did. You know, I grew up loving Christmas, and we had a huge 12-foot Christmas tree in my parents' house. One December, I decided to get a new tree stand for this 12-foot tree, but unfortunately, one of the legs cracked, and the entire tree came crashing down, and with it, you know, destroying, gosh, over 1,000 beautiful glass ornaments from my great-grandparents' time. And when my grandmother came into the living room, she said, "Christopher, what have you done?" You know, she was surveying the broken arm. She said, "You've ruined Christmas forever now." So that guilt drove me to see what I can do to replace our family's collection. So I set sail to Europe, and I found some old world craftsmen and glassblowers who were willing to make me ornaments to replace my family's collection. And I did some little sketches and designs for them. And when I brought them home with me to the States, all my friends said, "Gee, where are you getting these beautiful glass ornaments? Can you get some for us?" And so that's how I started initially as a hobby. But then before I knew it, it became a full-time business, and it grew for many, many years. And I sold the company about 15 years ago. And after doing many other fun things, I've decided I'm going to get back into Christmas and back into holiday design. So I started a brand new company this year called Heartfully Yours.
And you're doing this for such a wonderful cause, too, working with artists who obviously are struggling with the war in Ukraine. How did you make that Ukrainian connection?
Well, actually, all my ornaments, they're all very much limited editions. There's no mass production here. They're all made in Europe in countries like Germany and Italy and Poland and the Czech Republic. But when the Ukraine war started, I realized and I knew that there were glass blowers in the Ukraine who wouldn't be getting any work. So I reached out to small families that hadn't been bombed out, so mostly in the central and western part of the Ukraine. So indeed, I have an entire collection of Ukraine-made ornaments coming in. Actually, they're on a container right now, so they'll be hitting the stores this month. And, you know, people can find them on my website, which is, you know, heartfullyyours.com. But, the Ukrainian ornaments are gorgeous, and they're all glass, they're all mouth-blown. And I selected traditional Ukrainian designs and patterns on them. So you'll see they're different than the ones from, say, Italy or from Poland.
And they are
quite beautiful.
And the artists in the Ukraine are famous for those beautiful hand-painted eggs.
Exactly. Well, that's where I got a lot of the ideas for the geometrical patterns from the Pisanki. That's their Easter egg. So I feel really good about that because this is helping those families put bread on their tables. So I'm so glad I can bring those ornaments to this country.
And is it Painted Beauties? Is that what the collection is called?
It's a subset. Yes, Painted Beauties are a subset of my Heartfully Yours collection. And especially the ornaments that are made by these different Ukrainian families. And you can see them on my website. You'll see that they're, you know, very, very unique designs, similar, if you will, to the old world designs that they use on the Easter eggs.
Christopher, what is it about Christmas ornaments that seem to give us that connection with our past, with family and friends, and that make them into such valued family heirlooms?
You know, it's a really great question. I grew up loving the Christmas tree and what it meant to being a centerpiece for the hearth and home. But the glass ornament's pretty magical. Each one takes a whole week to make, and it takes a human breath to breathe life into every single ornament. And, they're all mouth-blown and hand-painted. They're silvered on the inside with real sterling silver. So there's all this really, really old-world hand craftsmanship that goes into making these. And when people buy them, they save them. They don't just throw them out the day after Christmas. They give them as gifts. They pass them down to their children and grandchildren. I know, I'm certain that, you know, a century from now, you know, the great-great-grandchildren of the people that bought my ornaments today will be, you know, of course, everyone will be living on Mars by then, but they'll be enjoying my ornaments way up in the future. Because the ornaments, they are a tangible means of containing the memories that, in a sense, are intangible. But every time you hang that ornament on your tree, you remember the Christmases gone by. You know, maybe the Christmases of your childhood or your parents, or maybe when you got married and you started with just a small selection of ornaments, or maybe when your children were born and you got special, you know, baby's first Christmas ornaments. So what happens is the Christmas tree becomes like a family diary, and every ornament has a story to tell. So each ornament's like a memory maker. And when you decorate your tree with them, it's like seeing old friends again.
Do you remember a favorite ornament you had as a child?
I do. It was a unicorn, and it was an ornament my grandmother gave me. And miraculously, it was one of the very few ornaments to survive the tree crash. So I'm very grateful for that. It's a glass ornament. It was made in Germany, a little silver unicorn, and I still have it today. I cherish it. But I think, you know, for different people, it's different themes. You know, sometimes if people they have a certain hobby or a certain, you know, sport that they're into, or maybe a profession, so then they might get an ornament that matches that. Some people like certain colors, like I love the color purple. You know, Santa doesn't have to only have a red robe. He can have a purple robe. And that has become one of my bestsellers because people haven't seen a Santa in a purple coat yet. So, you know, it's about diversity and different colors and designs. But there's something really for everyone in the collection.
We're talking with Christopher Radko here on Downtown. What's it been like for you getting back to creating ornaments after so many years?
I'm thrilled because people remember me from 15 or 20 or 30 years ago. I started my business in 1986. So it's been quite a while, the original business, and I sold that in 2005. And I did many other things. You know, I when I sold my company, I didn't think that I would get back into this. So I was an event planner. I worked for Turner Classic Movies. I did special events. I was a lavender farmer. I grew organic lavender and had a spa line of soaps and lotions and candles. But, you know, I had a non-compete. And after the non-compete expired, I decided, hey, I still love Christmas and I still have a lot to say about, you know, beautiful ornaments. So I decided I'm going to start a smaller scale business. This one is very much a boutique business called Heartfully Yours. And so I'm just the designer. That's, you know, the company name is Heartfully Yours, but I'm the designer. And it's so great to see the collectors of the past come back and say, hey, we've missed you. We really are so glad you're back in this business. What you're creating is magical. It has that old magical feeling that we remembered from, you know, the 80s and 90s when you were still designing. So I'm revisiting with old friends, stores that bought from me in the past, but I'm also getting to make many new friends, whether it's new stores or new collectors. So it's great. I feel like I have a much bigger family now for Christmas.
Well, and you were a favorite of so many people. Am I right that Barbara Streisand reached out to you and asked you to design ornaments for Hanukkah?
Yes, she did. She did. And then when I was worried that I might upset someone, and so her assistant said, "Don't worry, if anyone gets upset, you let us know. We'll take care of it." But Elton John is a huge collector. Bruce Springsteen bought an entire Christmas tree with the ornaments. But the famous models like Gisele Bündchen and Kris Jenner and her daughter Kylie Jenner would be collectors. I mean, there's, you know, from all ages, all walks of life. Even in the old days, Katharine Hepburn collected them. Princess Diana in England loved them. Gregory Peck, I mean, you know, from old time Hollywood to the youngster, you know, Hugh Jackman, you know, from X-Men, and he's on Broadway, of course, with Music Man. He loves them. So, I mean, all the generations, and everyone that loves the holidays and loves Christmas and wants something really unique and special and limited in edition, they appreciate these ornaments. And that makes me happy. My parents wanted me to be a doctor. So I'm a long way from that. You know, if it wasn't for the tree falling over, you know, it was a happy accident. And I made, you know, from lemons, I made lemonade. I'm so grateful to be in this work. It brings joy to people in homes all over the country, places I'll never get to in person and people I'll probably never meet. But I know a little part of my heart is on their Christmas trees this holiday season.
Well, and that has to be so fulfilling, especially as somebody who loves Christmas, to know how much joy you're spreading.
Yes, it really does. I feel that that's my calling in life. And, I'm not, 29 anymore. So this is really my act three in my life. And I feel like I'm on the right track. I feel like I'm doing what I'm meant to do. As I said, I know the ornaments bring joy and a smile to people's faces. They cherish them. And I know they'll be passing them on as sort of a legacy collection to their children and grandchildren, and great grandchildren. So yeah, I feel good about that. Not everyone can say they really love their work, but I do. For me, every day is like play. And, I don't have a Christmas tree up year all year round, but I do think of Christmas year round. And in a sense, I try to embody that holiday spirit year round, keeping an open heart to other people, remembering that we're all together on this earth, and, be as helpful and as, friendly to people as, because we don't always know what they're going through. So to kind of be compassionate and helpful to people, even when they're crabby or cranky. There's so many ways to live that Christmas spirit year round. And that's definitely something I try to do every day.
That's great advice for all of us. The collection is called Heartfully Yours. You can learn more at heartfullyyours.com. Christopher Radko, it's been a real treat to talk with you. It's great to have you back doing this again. And thank you so much for making time for us today.
It's a pleasure, and have a great holiday, everyone. And check out my website. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Thank you so much, Christopher. Be well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.